Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, this lesson's called, What Does It Take? Starting with John 20, 8 and 9, says, Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Now, I don't want to be too hard on Peter and John, but it kind of mystifies me that they could follow Jesus for over 3 years and still, as it says, not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. I mean, Jesus repeatedly told them. In Mark 8:31 we read, And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. In Matthew 20:19 it says, And shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. In Mark 10, Jesus said, And they shall mock him and shall scourge him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And in Luke 18:33, Jesus said, And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. It's a lot. There's one more. Luke 24:7, Jesus saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. He was so vocal about it that even the chief priests told Pilate in Matthew 27, Sir, we remember that while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, After 3 days I will rise. But you might think that perhaps, maybe, they didn't hear him. Or maybe they thought he was telling them another parable. Or maybe they just couldn't believe him. But whatever the case, they could have referred to the scriptures, which say, for instance, in Psalm 16:10, For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, that's hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. And Hosea 6, it says, Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. And after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. You know, even commentator David Guzik writes about this latter passage, and he says, in the prayer, there is a shadowy prophecy of Jesus' resurrection on the third day, and the context supports this wonderfully. On the cross, Jesus was torn and stricken for our sake, yet he was also gloriously raised up on the third day. So, I'm at least a little curious. What were they thinking? I mean, they witnessed Jesus raise several people from the dead, Lazarus, the 12-year-old girl, the son of the grieving widow. Nevertheless, it didn't click. Jesus' own words over and over didn't do it. The Old Testament scriptures evidently didn't do it. His previous miracles didn't do it. You just have to scratch your head and wonder, what does it take for these disciples, these learners and followers to believe? And then, of course, I look in the mirror and I see my own stubborn heart. Apart from the miraculous power of God's Spirit, we are all caught, or should I say entangled, in the web of carnal disbelief. And thus we treat Christ casually, even rudely, like Simon the Pharisee in Luke chapter 7. It is God's Spirit who brings us to faith and trust, who plants its seed in our being, and who guides us and teaches us and inspires us. Without him, we won't get it. It won't click. Even the empty tomb won't do it. And so, It is with the shallow religious practices of today. They put on a show, so to speak. They can talk about the Spirit, about Christ's resurrection, new life, and so on. But really, it's mostly about attendance, budget, liturgy, business. Pastors are usually simply managers of the business, but a single word spoken by the Lord can change it all. Your mind, your inner being, your entire life. Just as with Mary, alone, brokenhearted, probably disillusioned, says in that same passage, John 20, "Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' And she said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing and did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' Now she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, 'Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him. I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him, 'Rabboni,' which is to say, 'teacher.'" A single word from Jesus turned dear Mary from a weeper to a worshiper. Of course, it was a Spirit-filled word, as are all words from Christ. In an instant, she was no longer feeling alone or forsaken. Her Maker, her love, her Redeemer was clearly alive. And thus Jesus is with you today, if the Spirit opens your eyes, your soul, to see. He's alive forever. When John saw the empty linen grave clothes, he believed. That's what it took for him. Peter, he had to be forgiven. That's what it took for him. Mary had to hear her name spoken by her Lord. That's what it took for her. What will it take for you? Where will God's loving finger touch you? His Spirit knows and will truly open your heart to honest belief and trust when you let him. It doesn't matter how long you've followed or listened or labored. If you still lack honest, life-changing belief, don't be satisfied with the empty tomb. There's more. Don't be satisfied with shallow religion. There's more. There's a risen, vibrant, glorified Son of God, Jesus, who, like with Mary, is right behind you, desiring you to look into his loving eyes and realize his grace. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.